So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm your host, Jill Gilbert, digital health leader and entrepreneur. I'm a self-proclaimed product junkie as well as an overly obsessed fan of anti-aging breakthroughs and cutting-edge health solutions. And I'm going to help you tackle the challenging and oh-so-extraordinary next years of your lives. Now let's dive into the latest episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. I don't mean to stress you out, but we are living in a time where we're all a little stressed out. From the uncertainty of the pandemic, lack of physical contact with our loved ones, many struggling with unemployment, no travel to annual vacations to decompress, I'm probably just depressing you more. But there's a break in those dark clouds coming our way in 2021. I promise. What if I told you that there was a way for you to decompress and manage your anxieties and you didn't need one thing? No music, no technology, no medication, no chanting, no nada. And you can do it anytime and anywhere. All you need is your good old lungs. Today's episode is going to shine a spotlight on a practice that can transform your day and is something you can use now as well as for the rest of your life. My guest today is doing groundbreaking work in utilizing your breath to manage and improve your mental health and ongoing physical health. Jasmine Marie is the founder of Black Girls Breathing and House of BGB, which is the newly launched research and creative agency dedicated to helping brands reach underserved minority communities with real-time, statistically relevant data. Jasmine is a trained breath worker and mindfulness practitioner who's brought her extraordinary work to Fortune 100 companies and prestigious colleges such as Harvard Business School, Columbia University, Cornell, UCLA, among others. Her powerful work has been featured in high-profile media outlets such as Vogue, Nylon Mag, Glamour, Marie Claire, Goop, Well and Good, Black Enterprise, Mind Body Green, and so many others. Her commitment to tangibly helping everyone from underserved minority communities receive the critical help they need to get to the root cause of so many of their health issues puts her in the rare light of a true visionary and futurist. I bet she didn't know that. It's time for all of us to learn how we can benefit from her extraordinary work. Welcome, Jasmine, to the Anti-Aging Uncensored podcast. I am so honored you are joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invite.
You're quite welcome. We've been following some of the work you've been doing and I feel like this is so important to talk about now more than even a year ago. So before we dive in more about the work you are doing, I want to start with some basics to get some sort of important definitions out to the women that are listening to this. Can you define what is breath work?
Yeah. So breath work is a somatic tool, and it really helps to heal trauma that's occurring in the body. Scientifically, like when you go beyond the, I hate woo-woo, but the spiritual way we relate to breath work. But the parasympathetic nervous system is what helps counterbalance our stress, our anxiety, and breath work helps amplify that aspect of our nervous system to help calm us down, relieve any stress, and also really work to usher out any stagnant energy in our body and trauma from our body as trauma embeds itself and the memories of trauma energetically embed itself into our nervous system. And that's why we can have gone through a situation that was traumatic and think of it and our body automatically has a response, right? We're not in the situation. We're no longer in that place, but our body is responding like so.
Like right? It's right back there.
Exactly. So breath work really works to relieve a lot of that, I would say, energetic gunk or congestion.
So trauma is an interesting word itself. My own perception over the years of, you know, growing up and listening to it, you know, I align it with something quite severe, things like abuse or accidents or war or rape or anything that is, you know, highly traumatic. But in today's world, the news is traumatic.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And imagining if, you know, utilizing that word more commonly about the things that are causing, you know, trauma or agitation or things, and it ultimately creates what, you know, in the simplistic way, stress, stress on the body, correct?
Yeah. I think sometimes when people hear trauma, it's like you mentioned, a very severe event, a car accident, you know, home invasion or something of that nature, where it's like, it was big, it was monumental, but psychological and emotional trauma occur as well in those kind of situations. Not only those kind of situations, but, you know, watching the news, learning of different histories within your family, trauma that's been passed down through your DNA, epigenetics, that is the, you know, study of scientists being able to see trauma impacted into your DNA, and then that gets passed down. And so,
wow, I did not know that. That is good.
Yeah, fascinating. How we don't just deal with our traumas, but familial traumas and generational traumas as well.
That's great. So, I want to come back around to how we use breath work in our daily lives, as well as the benefits of it. But I want to first have you share about the amazing company that you started. You started Black Girls Breathing, and I'm really interested in the niche that you've focused on and the work you are doing and why.
Yeah. So Black Girls Breathing is a safe space for Black women to actively manage their emotional and mental health through breath work and community. And in our work, what's been very important to me is making that work accessible, especially over the past year with COVID. We've heard the rates, we've heard which communities have been most impacted by COVID, Black communities and Indigenous communities. And that's shown up in our work, right? So women losing jobs, having to bury loved ones, you know, and spouses, children, parents, and that is, you can hear about it on the news, but when you're connecting that to specific faces in your community, it hits really different. And so for me, it was so important for us to find and test and eventually, you know, keep forever a business model where we can make the work accessible from no cost to our regular cost, $25 a virtual session, and open up an opportunity for Black women to feel seen and to feel nurtured consistently with our work. So I started that because of, once I went through my training, I noticed the lack of Black and other practitioners of color that were getting, you know, their certification and then going back and bringing the tools to the communities that could really use this and need it the most. When you look at the rates, just in the U.S., those who are most impacted by stress, chronic stress, depression, anxiety is Black and Latinx communities. And so knowing that is one of the biggest fuels for why I started Black Girls Breathing and my own personal journey of healing through this tool and being able to provide it to other Black women and people who look like me was so important for me.
I know when the pandemic started, that you, like most businesses, you pivoted, correct? You had to sort of reimagine how you were delivering it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would see. What's funny is my entire journey is so spiritual. Like, it's so spiritual. I mean, woke up one day after having practiced breath work for 4.5 years and was clear I need to get trained, got trained, woke up, was very clear to me to start Black Girls Breathing. I did it. Same thing with, you know, this business model. I was like, we need to make it sliding scale. And at the time, we weren't necessarily in a position to do that, you know, to make it accessible. And so I was, once, I'm pretty sure it was the, I'm drawing a blank, but when someone was murdered by a police officer in Minneapolis. I'm pretty sure it's so sad that it's like, which one is it? I was just like, drawing a blank. But that week, we had a rush of allies who were like, how do we gift sessions? How do we support your community? We know that Black people need this tool. We know Black women need this tool, and bought up so many sessions for us to gift back to Black women. And I was just like, there's something to this. We need to sustain this. We need this work to be accessible forever, you know? So again, had a thought. We had a May session where slots were donated. Then I woke up and beginning of June, I was just like, no, I need to dream bigger. How can I scale this and make it even more accessible? We launched our crowdfunding campaign where we asked allies and different wellness organizations and beyond wellness organizations to pour into our mission so we could continue to make our work accessible while we had the runway with those funds to figure out how we would sustain this long-term and get the corporate partnerships we needed, so forth. So it was very much spiritual and listening to that gut and inkling that we pivoted. And in the time, I mean, the timing, you know, we always knew our work was important, but it was just more people began to see how important it was and supported us.
Yeah, it's great because mental stresses are rampant this last year, this last election cycle, all the stuff that people were carrying anxieties around with them. And I think the awareness around what populations were creating were exacerbated by all of this. And so one of the areas that we've been interested in is heart disease. And heart disease is the number one killer of women. And so, but to hear how it's affecting Black communities more than it is affecting white communities, that doesn't mean it's not affecting both. But to really address that and to call it out, I think is extremely important. So, I love what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about the mental health aspect of stress, I guess, and what chronic stress is doing. Are there, things that women should be on the lookout for? And I definitely want to dive into what the practice is and what physically you're doing. But if we look at the background of that, how do we understand what those stresses are doing to our bodies?
Yeah, I would say grounding that question down even to what I've seen in my practice, not just in Black Girls Breathing, but making space in corporations and working with their employees during this time, is the impact of grief on our mental health. And that is an aspect of stress, right? And grief shows up differently. Some people think it's just always crying, but it's agitation. It's short, being really short. It can be depression, like different aspects of grief that don't necessarily have to do with a physical death, but grieving old ways of being, old sense of community, old way of operating in your day to day. And that has been, I think the biggest thing that collectively we've been dealing with from a mental health perspective. Just noticing in my work.
I mean, I think, I joke about women being set in their ways. Like the older we get, the more set in the ways we become and have a hard time sort of breaking away from that. But this is a really good example of that. I remember even using, it was so interesting when I was going through IVF, they said, the doctor was like, you may have to grieve the loss of your fertility, of your ability to have children. You may have to grieve that. And it just hit me really, really hard. I never really thought about grieving it. I just thought, oh, it's done. But I never thought of the impacts on our minds. So great that it's just so interesting. So
doctor too, because most, Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a great doctor. Yeah.
They're just like, you're old. You're too old, lady. yeah, no, it was definitely emotional. And I just thought, okay. But I do think there is something around training our understanding, training ourselves to understand what we're experiencing rather than just letting it shock our systems. I may not be clear of that, but.
No, I completely can.
Yeah. Like when something happens, being able to recognize it as this is a grief, this is that being able to identify it and having that, the stigma lifted so we can talk about it and even not just talk about it to ourselves.
Yeah.
So don't be embarrassed about these things.
What you just described, in my practice or when I'm facilitating, I name that as witnessing. So allowing yourself to witness whatever's going on without the judgment, without I should, because what ends up happening is there's stress from the stress, right? So I can recall a time when we had so much going on in our business and I was stressed out. And I felt like I was even more stressed because I was stressed at the fact that I had stress. And it's just like, it's very normal for me to experience stress at this time. Can I accept that? It's like, yeah, it's normal for me to accept. And immediately you just feel the airiness and space in your system when you can just, yeah, it's okay for me to feel stress right now. And you're not so closed in on this thing that shouldn't be there. And you allow yourself to sit in a place of not so much judgment and just a thing. Yeah.
Like it's okay to be sad. It's okay. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. There's that movie. I don't know why this movie stuck with me. I actually didn't love the movie as a whole, but there was a great concept. It was Waiting to Exhale.
Okay.
Whitney Houston.
Yes. Angela Bassett.
It was great. And I loved it. So they used Waiting to Exhale as when you meet the love of your life and you're there, you just can exhale. Like there's this huge relief of and release of stress. I'm using my arms very big. But there was this huge thing. And I remember there was a scene where like either, I don't know who was dancing. Whitney will say was dancing, with what she thought. And she just was able to exhale. Like I've been waiting to exhale. And I used it this year around a lot of things where I was like, I've been carrying this around for so long that I can finally breathe. And I do think that, I think it's such an interesting, I mean, they were using it in love, but I use it all the time now to like, I've been waiting for this moment just to like, be okay with it. So you know, a lot of people still believe that, and I know a lot of them, that meditation, and you know, we're calling it breath work, you can call it meditation, you call it a lot of different things, that we need to be like cross-legged, you know, palms up and chanting or whatever. And I just, what is your response when people are like, so is this like a chanting thing or?
My concept of meditation and mindfulness is so custom, right? I'm like, it doesn't have to be this, like you said, I'm lying on the bed, I'm committing to 30 minutes of breath work and I have to do, it's like, what about not eating your food and not having anything playing in the background, not on your phone, but being so in tune with that one sense that you're engaging with, touch and taste. Mm. What about looking out your window and watching the bird while you're drinking your tea and just being in that moment? That's meditation. That's mindfulness. It's a sense of being present with where you are and what you're doing and allowing yourself to be there, even amidst interruptions, right? Because I think people also have this perception that I'm only able to do it when I have a day slowed down. I'm only able to do it when it's just like, my practice is one where I can find the time to do it amidst. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what I would say too, that concept of meditation has to look a certain way.
And you do something, and this is what I can't wait to ask you about this. I've been waiting. Talk about a breathwork circle. and what that is, because we always kind of think of these things as doing it alone or doing it in our own time. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So even the imagery that comes up when I think of circle, it's like the lines facing and everything comes back to one. So in human form, a circle, it's one where we're able to see each other and feel connected and reflect back to each other and feel a sense of community. And we have these circles online now since everything's virtual and COVID, but they've been a way for my community to see each other, to not feel alone. I think the number one thing, I believe this for everything, the number one thing that people struggle with when they're going through things is, I am alone and something is wrong with me.
Oh, yes.
If you can get to the place in your journey and, you know, work with this with compassion, that there's nothing wrong with you. I don't care how you experience something and what your reaction is. The inner knowing of there's nothing wrong with you, then that gives you enough space to move through situations with the compassion that you need to actually move through it and not feel stuck because you're not doing it a certain way. So all that to say, we're able to see each other and see I'm not alone. Nothing's wrong with me. You know, I'm hearing the same things that people are experiencing. I'm sad for no reason. Hey, all that's grief. You know, I'm sad. I feel down and my energy, grief. It's okay. We're all experiencing that. So those are our circles.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. If someone was wanting to start their own breath practice, and one of the things that I love you said is just quietly looking out the window and just looking, like, I immediately turned my head to my window and was like, why don't I ever do that? It's right here. And there's some really pretty trees to look at. Like, what am I doing? But if someone was actually going to, you know, start their own practice of this and didn't have access to you, although it sounds like everyone can have access, but what would you suggest? What would be your, like, words of wisdom? Is it something we do in the car? How many minutes? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
It's all up to you. And some people don't like that because they're like, tell me what to do. Right. But reflection.
Yeah, we love to do.
You are your own healer. You can do breath work and being intentional with your breath, or just tapping in. There's something that happens when you just turn attention into your body that it just starts to slow down. It's like, the attention I was looking for, right? You can do that in your car, on the way to an errand, while driving, you know, being intentional with your breath, at night, winding yourself down, in the morning, at your desk when you're feeling stressed out and you just need to take a second. You can do this practice throughout your day. And it doesn't have to be, it could be 3 intentional inhales and exhales. And that's enough to reset you. And it's all about really tuning into your body. Your body will let you know if you need something longer or intensive, you know? So just being more intentional, and listening to yourself to figure that out.
So I'm very practical. Like, I want to know, what are the benefits, right? So I want to know, when I'm going to put this retinol on my screen, what's it going to do for me, or whatever, whatever it is. What is this macaroni and cheese going to do for me? And I'll know exactly what the answer is. So I was looking at the Cleveland Clinic stats that 48% of Black women have some form of heart disease. And that includes both heart disease and stroke. And we know that, you know, heart disease is the number one killer, as I mentioned earlier. What are there direct correlations yet that have been proven not only on, you know, on the health side and also on the mental health side. Yeah. Like, can we draw some direct lines?
Yeah, there's been many studies, grateful that there have been as precedents for us to draw this information from. But when we look at most of the physical challenges and ailments that impact Black women, the common denominator is chronic stress, not just stress sometimes, but it's to a point where the cortisol levels are so high and sustained that that's their way of living, right? You live in a heightened state. So continuously over time, that has an impact on the body, of course, right? When you're so stressed, you've ever been to the doctor and you're like, I have a rash, this is happening. And they're like, stress, you got to do something about it. Your body is responding. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there have been direct correlations with death from breast cancer, ovarian cancer, strokes, heart disease. We have a chart that actually sits on our deck that shows the different ailments that are directly correlated with chronic stress that impact Black women more than any other group. And it's like, so if we can get to the root of the chronic stress, and in a way that is before you get to the place where you're in the hospital, before you're even more stressed out from the bills that come from that. As we know, Black women are underinsured, you know, so it's just like, before we get there, if we can address the root, we'd be, you know, solving so many issues.
And it's incredible. And you know, you and I, we talked a little bit offline beforehand about stuff that was going on with my son and the stress. And you mentioned the cortisol levels and things like that. I can only imagine this is rampant everywhere. And I mean, I love that you're, you know, serving a community that needs it so much. Would it be too much to ask if we could do a minute of breath work together?
Why don't we do like 30 seconds?
Okay, 30 seconds works for me.
All right, let's just do an exercise and it'll last how long it lasts.
Yeah.
Okay, so just really want to close your eyes, feel the seat of where you are. Just really connect to your body and your body touching whatever object is supporting you right now. And as you just begin to tune into your body is when your body responds with slowing down just by tuning in and giving some attention. You can just feel yourself sinking into your chair even further, allowing yourself to feel supported in this moment and supported in the decision to slow it down, tune back inward. Just noticing what our breathing is doing right now. Observing what our normal breathing is doing. Giving and showing our lungs some gratitude. Thank you, lungs. Thank you, brain. Thank you, heart, for feeling. Even when it feels like way too much. We can do a breathwork pattern that we're going to be inhaling through our mouth and exhaling out of our mouth. And on the exhale, we're going to release anything that we feel in our body audibly with a sigh. So our body naturally promotes that reaction when we're going through something that feels difficult. We'll just... So tapping into that, and mouth is wide open, inhaling, allowing our lungs to expand, exhale with a sigh, inhaling through the mouth, exhaling with a sigh. Keep it going, and we really feel our lungs and our stomach area rise on the inhale, feeling our stomach collapse and hug our ribs on the exhale and the sigh. Ah. when you're feeling extra frustrated or not really tuned into your body, scattered, uncertain, it's just a great practice to tap back into your body, find your center, remind yourself that you have the ability to create some calm at any moment you find yourself in. And connect to your body and your breath. Let's do three more of these. One more, make it count. And when you're done, really take note of what you created in this moment with your breath. And when you're ready, lovingly and gently open your eyes and meet me back in this moment.
I've never breathed like that before. Ever. I was actually awed to breathe in through your mouth.
Yeah.
It's great. I love that. That it's a different type of practice, breath practice, than I would have thought. You know, I've taught my son to like breathe in through his nose and exhale through his mouth. And yeah, really good. Well, I just love what you're doing. And I know you launched something new. It's called the House of BGB, Black Girls Breathe. And I'd love you to talk about that a little bit, about the groundbreaking work you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. We're using all of my toolbox, so to speak, in this vision. In my past life, I was in brand development, lots of market research, really from a consumer standpoint, but was exposed after I launched my marketing firm to different aspects of research. And I'm really tapping back into that past to use what we found in our Black Girls Breathing work and being able to use different ways to collect data, to have that information to show the gaps that exist for Black women and mental health care, for Black women and healthcare in general. And we know that companies don't move without data, right? So how can we impact insurance policies? How can we shift and be able to impact what research is available on this demographic so certain solutions can be made, whether that's different techniques of, you know, I don't like to say alternate medicine, but non-traditional medicine, mm-hmm. And even, you know, traditional medicine, right? When we think about what's happening right now, COVID-19 vaccine and the Black community's response to that and hesitancy to take it.
Right.
What information can we gather as a community to then be able to influence how this virus is impacting our community, the most deaths, and dispel the myths and the rightful myths, as there's a lot of hesitancy in the Black community towards the medical field, given, you know, the history there, and being able to have the tools to influence different industries with our work. So House of BGB is founded on those principles of research, and it's a great research and creative agency. And we're using that work and our ability to partner with companies on this and other aspects of agency work to sustain Black girls breathing being accessible forever. So that's how we've answered the call of how do we continue to make our work accessible.
I totally agree with you that, you know, businesses do not, you know, hospitals don't buy new equipment unless they find not only does it help, but does it save them money and does it make it more efficient and things like that. So here is the perfect example of you sort of filling a need for these brands to reach their customers or future customers and know how to address them and know how to fill needs. So I love that. And I honestly can't even wait to hear like what comes of that in the next couple of years, because I think the work you're going to be doing is really invaluable. And I personally hope that when we launch our subscription box, which is for women to feel great about themselves no matter what their age, that this will be a cause that we get involved with. And I know we're going to talk about it, but I can't help but mention it, that is so important to me, that we be able to give back. And this feels like such an appropriate area. So one question for you before we head off, and that is, what would you tell your younger self in regards to your health?
In regards to my health?
Or your mental health, your being.
My being. I would just tell her, I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. Yeah, I'm really proud of her. Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Everyone wants to feel that. It is very, having people feel proud of you is like, it's deep.
Yeah. And that she's okay. Like, she's okay. You're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You're fine. So how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. So on socials, you can follow our work at Black Girls Breathing. On Instagram, I'm thatgirl_JMARIE.
Okay.
And if you ever want to reach out about our work in any way and getting connected, you can email us at info@blackgirlsbreathing.com. And yeah, those are the main ways to stay connected and stay abreast with what we're doing.
Well, we plan to keep in touch with you and the work that you're doing and follow the work you're doing. And for those interested, we will definitely have links on our show notes page of that stuff. And one of the things I'd love to include is you talked about a chart in your deck about the effects of stress. And I think that would be insanely valuable because we all want proof. We all want to know what we're doing and how it impacts us. And, you know, we're busy, everybody, a lot of busy women in the world, and taking care of lots and lots of things. And we want to know that the time we put in for something, even if it's something that we hear is good for us, actually is good for us. So, and I'm so glad that that you have that. So hopefully we'll be able to share that as well. Jasmine, I can't thank you enough. The beginning of great things to come for you, and hopefully we can keep in touch and bring lots of good meaning to people's lives. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Thank you, Jasmine, for joining me today. You've shared so many important ideas that I know so many women will receive great value from. I hope the ladies listening today find comfort and hope in discovering how powerful breathwork can be for your mental health. And little did we know how much it could benefit our physical health. And ladies, if you know a friend who will benefit from the breathwork practice Jasmine discussed today, please share this episode with her. You'll find show notes for this episode on our podcast page at wickedawesomeyou.com/podcast. And if you like what you heard today, tap the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the incredible topics we have coming up. No doubt they will help you discover the best ways of putting yourself in control of your health, wellness, beauty, and more. I'm Jill Gilbert. See you next week right back here at Anti-Aging Uncensored.